Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Hi, this is the two-minute program that focuses on life's small pleasures. That was my wife, Faith, and I'm Rick. We hope you and your family are all safe and healthy. During the COVID-19 health crisis, we have been kept from a lot of our normal daily and weekly routines. For many of us, religion plays an important role in our lives, and not being able to go to our places of worship has been a real struggle. Fortunately, technology has helped us to bridge the physical divide. One cool way places of worship reach out to their faithful is by using internet streaming. Many people can now join religious services live from home. One silver lining here is that people can attend even if they're physically far away. Another creative way religious leaders have connected to their community is by using video chatting services. People meet online using tools like Facebook and Skype to pray, study, and just talk. They even post documents that people can download and share. I know that not all of the world believes in God or organized religion, but there's no doubt that many find comfort in their faith. The high-tech ways that churches, temples, mosques, and other places of worship reach out to touch the hearts of their people is just awesome. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes to join Things to Live For. We recently launched a page called the Lockdown Collection. They're all episodes about things that we can appreciate even if we're isolated at home. Also, over the past couple of weeks, we saw a jump in listeners in Thailand and the Ukraine. We hope all of you clicking in, wherever you are, enjoy our mini podcast. Please, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
For more of the Things to Live For podcast, visit thingstoliveFor.com. That's things, the number two, liveFor.com.
This edition of the Things to Live For podcast is made possible by Daryl Woods. Check out his music and videos at darylwoods.com. That's DarylWoods.com.